Jakob, starting with you, how's it feel to kind of get this win after what happened last year with San Diego State?
Feels great. It was a very, very tough game. They're super physical. They're tough on the boards. But I think we were prepared for that. And we did a pretty good job over, I want to say, like 30, 25 minutes. And the rest, like, we just got to clear that out and, like, get better in practice and concentrate on the next games.
Jordan, next to you, has had two straight 20-plus point games. Have you seen that at the start of the season?
Well, he's just been knocked down from three. It's crazy. Like, they're just all going in. Like, even contested. Like, it's great because it spaces out the floor and it gives us bigs in the paint more space. And if you keep shooting like that, I think we're going to see a couple more 20-point nights.
When you see a guy like Brandon Taylor finally get a basket kind of second going, does that kind of help the rest of your guys' team and kind of filling, you know, the offense a little bit more, either one of you, sorry?
I think for us, it really doesn't matter who's scoring the basketball. And if Brandon gets, after a tough first game, like if he gets going in the second game, that's great for us because he's a very dangerous shooter and like offensive player. And the other team is going to have to respect that. It's the same thing with Jordan. Like, they're going to space the floor up, and it gives everybody more room for drives and post-ups and stuff like that. So obviously it's great, but for us it really doesn't matter who's scoring.
Jordan, it seemed like you were kind of the slump breaker today and maybe had big shots when there was a cold patch. You know, what kind of goes through your mind when you realize, hey, we haven't scored a bucket in a while?
I mean, that doesn't really go through my mind. It's just, you know, I'm just looking to, I know we got to get some buckets after we, in a tight game like that, you know, and if I am the one to be open, you know I got to hit those shots for my team. And, you know, but other than that, you know, we just, it's not me thinking, oh, I need to hit a shot or anything like that. It's just, you know, kind of a mindset as a team, you know, we got to get going, you know, whoever has an open shot, we got to knock them down.
Jordan, do you feel like some of that is part of your leadership role as a senior? You've been with the program a long time. Just knowing that, you know, if you can't get it going, it's going to be much harder maybe for some other guys who have been a little more inexperienced in this program.
I think it's more just having confidence in everyone, you know, just knowing, just being a senior, being a leader, you know, letting guys know, you know, next shot, you know, we can get going, you know, we're a great shooting team. So I don't really worry about, you know, I need to do this because I'm a senior or do that. I'm just trying to win games and trying to make everyone better.
I was going to say, do you feel improved confidence in close game situations this year than maybe you did in years past?
Yeah, for sure. Just having, you know, played, you know, this is my fourth year. You know, you just get confidence each year. You know how the game goes. You, especially in big games like this, you know, you get to be in these games and you know how important each possession and defense and offense are.
Only two games into the season, but how do you guys feel your team is coming together? Do you feel like you're gelling well? Do you feel like you guys have a good rhythm yet?
We've been improving every day, I'd say. And I think the amazing part about our team is just like our team chemistry. It's really, nobody cares like who's scoring our points. Like, it's, we have this team chemistry where we all care about each other, and we all know we gotta be locked in to win those games. Like, it's not about who's doing what. It's about us as a team, like, making everything, well, executing the game, like, so that we can win games. Like, that's what it's all about, and I think that's what we really developed in the last couple of weeks. And it's great.
You kind of came back and with sort of the expectation, I guess, to be a bigger focal point, perhaps, in the offense and maybe learn a couple more things in the post. How do you feel that's going so far?
Pretty good. As I said, after the last game, like, our guards doing a really good job feeding the post. Today it was a little bit harder because we played a very tall and physical team. But I think we still did a pretty good job, like, balancing the offense out, having some inside game, having the outside shooting, having drives from guys like Jordan and Kuz and stuff like that. So I'll take every challenge that's going to come at me. And I think so far the season's going pretty good.
The team went 14 for 22 at the free throw line with 4 minutes to go. And then finished the game out 13-for-14. What was working in that final stretch? You had, I think you both had a few free throws in there.
I think the biggest thing is, you know, we every day, you know, we come in and we try to that's a big part of practice. You know, we'll have to run. If we don't, you know, we always are having we're always being penalized if we don't make free throws. So, you know, and we've lost games in the past. Yeah, I know I have, and some of the other guys that have been on the team for a little bit lost games because we haven't made free throws. So we know how important that is, and we're a good free throw shooting team, so we know we have to hit them down the stretch.
You guys have talked a lot about moving on from last year. At what point do you kind of maybe start allowing yourself to maybe feel a little bit of confidence and swagger from some of the games you're winning this year?
I think just as the season goes on, you know, it's early with, you know, just two games under our belt. But I think, you know, with each game we'll build confidence, and, you know, and last year we'll kind of just keep fading as we, you know, win games and go through this season.
Jakob, I want to say 10 points and 12 rebounds in the first half, maybe slowed down a little bit in the second half. Was it maybe a fatigue issue? Did they make an adjustment?
It wasn't a fatigue issue. It's just how our offense developed. Like, they were probably sucked in a little bit more in the second half, and we had open shooters, and we were really making our threes. So there really was no reason. I think what we're really doing a good job with is, like, balancing the offense out, like I said before. Like, we're taking what the defense gives us, and if they want us to shoot the threes, like, I think we're a really good shooting team, so that's what we're going to do. And if that doesn't work, we can always go inside. But
Jordan, how do you feel the new rules that have been implemented in this season are coming along? Do you guys feel like you have the space or the liberties that you guys need, or is it still kind of an adjustment?
I think it helps us, you know, when, you know, and I think we can do a little better, even because teams are going to know that we can shoot really well, and, you know, that the rules with the hand checks and things like that, we can lift them and go by them because they know they've got to get out to shooters, is going to help us in throughout the season. And then, you know, I think it helps us with us being a good defensive team, only having to guard for the 30 seconds instead of the 35. I think that helps us too.
Do you feel like you're a little more faster paced this year? Obviously, the clock speeds up a little bit, but it seems like you guys have sped it up. Is that intentional, or is it just, you know, simply because of the shot clock?
No, our throughout the whole summer, and, you know, coach has been harping on, he wants us to be a running team. We have so many threats, and when we get out and run, you know, we're really good, and it's hard for teams to get back and guard us. So we've just been trying to do that every day and try to get better at that every day.
Any more questions?
Thanks.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Yep.
I think it's that.